Hello everyone, my name is Sam and welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. The challenge we have today is from the video, the TED Ed video called The Benefits of a Bilingual Brain. And personally, I love this video. I love all of TED Ed's videos, but I love this video in particular because I myself am very interested in languages. And aside from being able to communicate with more people, I know that languages actually have other benefits, and actually I've heard make you more intelligent in other aspects that are unrelated to languages. And this video talks about a few of those, so if you are curious, I highly recommend you check out this video. The challenge for today is a little bit longer, but the words in it aren't too difficult, so I don't think it should be too much of a challenge for everyone. So still give it a try, even though this one's a little bit longer than usual. So here's our challenge. As a compound bilingual, Gabriella develops two linguistic codes simultaneously with a single set of concepts, learning both English and Spanish as she begins to process the world around her. Her teenage brother, on the other hand, might be a coordinate bilingual, working with two sets of concepts, learning English in school while continuing to speak Spanish at home and with friends. So if this sentence seems a little bit confusing, it's because it's of course taken out of context. So I recommend that you watch this video, or at least the section of this video, to get a little bit of context to understand what we're talking about in this. But if you haven't seen this video, essentially it's just talking about the different types of bilingual people and categorizes them based on the way that they learned their second language. So in this case it talks about a compound bilingual and a coordinate bilingual. So let's get into the vocabulary. So the first word is compound. Compound. And for the word compound, the emphasis is on the first syllable, on the com. Compound. And in this case, compound means 合成的, and in the video it is used to describe a compound bilingual. So I should mention, a compound bilingual is not actually a very commonly used term. It's a linguistics term, and it is specific to describing this kind of bilingual person. A compound bilingual is a type of bilingual person. That's why in this video, the narrator explains the meaning of it, as most native speakers don't actually know this word. But, of course, if you're talking with someone who is maybe a linguistics major, or someone who's very interested in languages, then maybe they will know this term. But of course, the word compound can be used in other ways. One way I'm sure you've heard it is compound adjectives or compound nouns, which are commonly used terms for people learning English, of course. And our next word is bilingual. Bilingual. And bilingual, of course, means to do with two languages or someone who speaks two languages. So the emphasis is on the second syllable, bilingual. Bilingual. And the prefix bi means two, so like a bicycle, which means two wheels. So in this case, lingual means language, so bilingual means two languages. So bilingual, you could say, I am bilingual, or you could even say, like in our next word, trilingual. Trilingual. Now take a guess at what this means. Of course, trilingual means three languages. So if you are trilingual, it means that you can speak three languages relatively fluently. And of course, the definition of a bilingual or a trilingual person varies based on the context. I know, for example, in Canada, you can actually get a certification to prove that you are bilingual. So you can take a test. For example, if you're a native English speaker, such as myself, you can take a test in French to prove that you are in fact bilingual in both English and French. So you can get a bilingual certificate, because English and French are the official languages of Canada, in case you did not know that. So that's bilingual and trilingual. Next is simultaneously. Simultaneously. And the emphasis is on the tane. Simultaneously. And simultaneously means 同时的. So I should also point out, simultaneous means two things at the same time. So you could say it's very difficult to brush your teeth and ride a bike simultaneously. I'm not sure why you'd want to do that, but it is an example sentence and very difficult to do. However, when you say at the same time, you can't say, for instance, I am working and studying simultaneously. For instance, if you're a student and you also work part-time at a restaurant, you are not working and studying simultaneously. If you are working and studying simultaneously, that would mean that you are literally reading a textbook and frying danbings at the same time, which is also very difficult. Of course, if you are actually doing that, you can say you're working and studying simultaneously, but otherwise, simultaneously means literally at the same time. You are doing both things in the same moment. And the next word is process. Process. And the emphasis is on the pro, process. And you may notice in the video, she actually pronounces it as process. So these are both correct pronunciations in the American pronunciation of English. So you can say either process or process. And you may have noticed I wrote the word process twice in the vocabulary list. And that's because they are two completely different words, even though they actually have the same spelling and the same pronunciation. By the way, I personally pronounce it as process, but process is also completely correct. So in the video, the word process is used as a verb. So process can mean 处理 or 加工. So for example, you could say, I find it difficult to process too much information at the same time. Means that there's a lot of information coming at you, and it's hard for you to make sense of all this information at the same time. Or you could say, I don't like to eat processed food because I think it's unhealthy. So that would be more like 加工, right? And then for the other meaning of process, this is process as a noun. And process as a noun in Chinese can be translated as 过程 or 步骤. So, you could say the entire process was very difficult, or there are many steps to complete the entire process. So, and that would be, in that case, it of course means 过程 and not the verb 处理 or 加工 or that kind of thing. And the next two words are just like the ones above, in that they have the same spelling, but unlike the ones above, they have a different pronunciation. So the first word is coordinate. Coordinate. So in the video, they refer to a coordinate bilingual. And actually, I am a coordinate bilingual. So I speak English and French, in addition to some Chinese, because when I was younger, I used to go to school in French. So I took all of my classes in French. But at home with my parents and with my friends, I always spoke in English. So, like the example in the video, someone who speaks one language in one environment and then another language in another environment, that is a coordinate bilingual. I should also mention for this word, you'll sometimes hear it pronounced as coordinate, and sometimes you'll hear it pronounced as coordinate, where the O is kind of stretched a little bit longer. I tend to say coordinate. But you also hear coordinate. You hear both pronunciations of the word. And in addition to having two slightly different ways to pronounce the word, there are also two slightly different ways to spell the word. You will see it spelled as CoorDinate, and you'll also see it as CoorDinate. So the same, just with a hyphen after the first O, between the two O's. And once again, both spellings are correct. You'll see both of them used quite commonly. So in this case, coordinate means 同一类别的, or 同等的, or 对等的. And for our final word today, it is coordinate. Coordinate. So once again, you can kind of say coordinate or coordinate. Same thing with the emphasis on the second syllable. Coordinate or coordinate. And in this case, coordinate is a verb, which means 协调. So you could say, we need to coordinate our schedules to ensure that we have time to meet, which means that we both need to look at our schedules and make the necessary adjustments to make sure that our availabilities line up with each other's. So that is all for today. I hope everyone learned something today and everyone enjoyed today's pronunciation challenge. And I also hope no one was too badly affected by the typhoon this weekend and that everyone is at home in their dry houses eating lots of ramen and hopefully watching VoiceTube videos and learning English and taking advantage of this opportunity of being locked in your own house to learn English. Anyway, that's all for today. Hope you enjoyed, and I'll see you guys on the next one. Thanks for listening. Bye.